Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to add one or two points. One is the clothing of the children. That also has gone way out, especially today it has become a trend amongst all of us that our children must have separate pyjamas for the night. And on their pyjamas is a motor car picture, aeroplane picture, or whatever else it is. Wherever it can be, even ulama, everyone. We should just remain our simple, straightforward life. And we don't have to change also. And also, which was brought to our notice, that many people at night, you must shower before you change. Especially at this time when water, and as was explained, one, how much water Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used for wudu, for ghusl. So conservation of water is very important. With regard to the clothing, also yeah, the masjid we find, and maybe in the ladies also we don't know, but this, which is even worse than the pictures, murat, photos of animate objects, animals, a puppy, a dog or anything else, a little child, whatever it might be. What is worse is this Nike sign. This Nike sign, the word Nike, or the sign of it, is actually the Greek goddess of victory. So to wear a picture of an idol, and to come to the masjid for a dini program, etc. And we should try and avoid any writing on our clothing, especially that writing which we don't know the meaning of. Like for example, emblems also. The Alfa Romeo sign has got a very sinister meaning behind it. Same way Manchester United, the emblem has got a very sinister meaning behind it. So, if you know the meaning and it's something clear, it's alright. But then also, why must we advertise for Adidas? Why must we advertise for all the other things? Gee, we should advertise the sunnah, which is plain, simple clothing without writing on it. Also, in this writing comes that we want to show brand names, that what the brand of kurta we wearing, what brand of burqa we are wearing, all these things we should try and avoid, inshallah. And the main thing which I wanted to just suggest, that especially those of us, may Allah make us all of them, who want to reach the stage of Siddiqeen. For that, mashallah, Allah reward, Mawlana Musa Qaji Sahib, he has translated the kitab of Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Tablighi-Deen. Gee, it's a very, very important kitab to study, though it is not really for everyone, because the subject matter is a bit high, is a bit heavy. But those who want to reach higher stages, study it half a page a day, quarter page, but study it. It is now getting ready for printing. It should be printed soon. Gee. The checking of it is being done. Once it has been checked, then inshallah it will be printed. And there are very, very important points in there which are applied to us, which we will realize that we think we are pious, but we will realize we are still very far from what piety is. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Those students who want to become bayat, my suggestion is that whoever you have munasabat with, if you want to come in our silsila, then the list of the khulafa, and there are some other names who may be left out, become bayat to them. But for barakat's sake, whoever wants to become bayat, I accept them in bayat. And for your islah and to keep ta'alluq, which is the important aspect of bayat, then inshallah, whoever you have munasabat with, you have a agreement, you're in your nature, you call, contact that person and make your islah. That is the important thing.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa al-aqibatu al-muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafi al-anbiya wa al-musaleen. سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نثني ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إن مغفرتك أوثق من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدِ لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من البطن. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة من ذريتنا. ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا. اللهم ارزقه العفو والعافية والمعافدة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. ووفقنا أن نستبشر من استفادة كاملة ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
All of us should increase our tawbah and istighfar and dua for rain all the time, inshallah.